stewartsamc.com, 324-4440.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine, going nowhere, and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
The holidays are coming. The kids will be home from school. And you're wondering what to do with them. How about a trip to Epic Six Laser Tag and Sports Arena for a day of fun? Epic Six is St. Louis's newest indoor family entertainment center. They're located in Fenton at the Gravois Bluffs and feature laser tag and laser maze, dodgeball, basketball, a 24-foot rock climbing wall, an 80-foot long inflatable obstacle course, and 40 arcade games all inside the 30,000-square-foot facility. Perfect for a day of fun. Perfect for a birthday party or group outing. Epic Six is also available for private events. Go to EpicSixFun.com. Ranked number 5 by Kids Out and About magazine as the best place to take kids in St. Louis. Check out the San Pass, which includes one game of laser tag, one session of basketball, one session of dodgeball, three climbs on the rock wall, three trips through the laser maze, a $5 arcade card, and a large soft drink, all for just $19. Epic Six Laser Tag and Sports Arena, located in Fenton in the Gravois Bluffs. Find them on the web at EpicSixFun.com. Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
It's the season to be jolly.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning.
It's that simple.
Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift package from both Blessed Jewelers and Pro-Am Golf. The 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
From the Diamond Family, Westport Plaza, G&W Meat, Sir Dyke Power Sports, Don Hennifer Jewelers, Pro-Am Golf, Redexum, Yenzer Dental, and the Big 550, KTRS.
Melekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bride.
Now that's the Jimmy Buffett version, correct?
It is.
All right. In the movie Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, you hear this, but it's Bing Crosby. And I have to tell you something. Ever since I found out that Bing Crosby was a mean SOB, I cannot enjoy his Christmas music. Every time I hear him sing, I think, you mean, horrible dad.
Yeah, I have a hard time
smacking his kids.
Beat his kids. Yeah. And remember the Barbara Walters interview?
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
I know I should, but I still separate the two, because as a kid growing up, we had that Bing Crosby White Christmas album on repeat.
I get it. I get that. You have to separate the two. But that's all I think of when I hear Bing Crosby is he beat his kids up, and he told Barbara Walters when he started talking in the... Thank you, girls. When he started talking in that interview about kids, and he says... Well, these kids living together and not being married these days, well, that's just not right. And she said something like, well, but, you know, Bing, what if your daughter decided to move in with somebody? Well, I'd never speak to her again. I mean, and he made it very, she says, well, you're not serious. No, I couldn't be more serious. I would never, she would never be allowed back home, and I would never speak to her again. I thought, whoa, here you are. Unfaithful, cheating on the road with Bob Hope, which is documented, and he's not going to speak to his daughter because she lives with a guy. And I just can't get over what a mean, rotten person.
I know.
But you have to separate them, because if you did that, you couldn't enjoy anybody's music, because a lot of these people, there's something about them that's dark.
Yes.
And you wouldn't like it if you knew it, and if you do know it, you just have to go, well, they're very talented, and I'll just accept their talent and enjoy what
they're doing. Well, the weirdest one is the Bing Crosby, David Bowie.
That is weird. No, that is weird.
Because they couldn't have been from two further aside to the spectrum there. It's very bizarre. It's a great song.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But it's the oddest pairing ever for Christmas. And I still get the creeps from that Lady Gaga Tony Bennett commercial that's still running.
I know.
For Barnes & Noble or whoever it's for. Oh, my goodness, it's creepy looking. It's just weird. We didn't do a Burke segment, so we're going to do it now. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have one thing. A friend of mine, Jay Hanks, on Facebook today, I saw this, so I thought I would share. We mentioned a couple things before of things you should not... search for on the internet.
Well,
we've given warnings.
Let me step in here and say, we're the ones and the only ones that told you when you're on the computer, do not type in lemonparty.org.
Yes,
we were very clear,
correct,
not to do it yet. People still did it, and they emailed me, they emailed you. I can't believe...
Yeah, yelling at us. Yeah, we told you not.
You can't believe what? That you did what we told you not to do, not to go to lemonparty.org, and you did it anyway. And now, with more warnings, here's Pete.
Yes, so my friend Jay, there's a list of 20. I won't share all of them, but these are things you should never Google.
Okay, and again, folks, do not email us in disgust, because what we're saying is never, do you hear the word? Never Google these.
And some I will not. Some I could probably explain, but some I cannot even start even beginning to explain why.
Well, they're disgusting. Not Google these. They're disgusting. And in the same way we warn people about the filthy Christmas music.
The first one I told Frank this one off the air. Soggy biscuit.
What is it?
Soggy biscuit.
Soggy biscuit. Don't Google that.
No, because it will. It won't necessarily be a picture of something, but it'll be an explanation of what the soggy biscuit is.
Oh. It'll be a verbal explanation you can't get out of your head.
Right.
So don't Google it.
Next one is circle jerk.
We all kind of know,
in the room what that one is. But
don't Google that.
Blue waffle.
Don't Google that one. For goodness sake.
Have you Googled it before?
What's that?
Has Frank Googled it?
No.
I don't think Frank has. No, I told him what that was off the air. When I first heard of this one, I, of course...
Let me say this, too.
Just for educational purposes, I went...
I'm serious about this. Folks, when I get home and I check my email tomorrow, please, because I'm not going to do it, don't email me and go, what's that list of things Peon said don't Google?
Right.
I'm not going to send it to you.
Yeah.
Because the point is for you not to Google them.
These are things that you should never search for.
We're trying to help you.
Hey, I was at the ball game one time, and on the other team, I can't remember who we were playing, but the guy's last name was Sanchez, and he ended up doing something, and he slid, and I said, oh, man. I said, Sanchez just slid, so he got all dirty. So there's a dirty Sanchez right there. And this girl in front of me turns around laughing hysterically.
That's probably another one you shouldn't do. Add that to the list.
Yeah, don't Google dirty Sanchez.
No, don't do that either.
The next one, and this one, the next couple will lead you to pictures that you will not want. You will not be able to unsee after you see these.
Ruin your life.
So the next one is ascariasis.
What?
And ascariasis is a disease where essentially...
Can you spell it?
Ascariasis.
Ascariasis.
And so this is a disease that you get. It's mostly people in South Africa that will eat a food or drink contaminated with the Ascaris egg. And then the worms start hatching inside your body. The eggs hatch inside your intestines. Then they burrow through your gut wall. They migrate to the lungs via the blood. Then they break into the alveoli and pass up the trachea. So they start traveling up your throat then. You essentially cough them up, re-swallow them. They go back into the stomach for the second time, where they become adult worms. So you essentially, this is a condition you have where pictures will come up of these people who are suffering ascariasis. Yeah, so that's another one that you should not look for.
Can you just spit them out when you cough them up the first time?
Well, I don't know if you would know that it's necessarily, because, you know, if it's just lung butter or a worm.
Sometimes when you, if you do that, you don't spit.
Right.
You just clear your throat and swallow.
You re-swallow whatever it is you coughed up. Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Next one is skin condition. So don't Google that, because just a bunch of horrible skin conditions will come up in the pictures. This next one, I don't know if either of you are familiar with this, but I am, unfortunately, I am
familiar. Sure I'm not, but you're sick.
Two girls, one cup. Have you ever heard that before?
Oh, no. I'm familiar with it also.
No.
Yes.
I can't go any further?
No, you cannot. I think we watched this together.
You know what? I think maybe in the studio.
Yes. Two girls, enough. One cup.
I'm not going to look it up.
Do not Google that.
No, I am warning people. Do not go there.
Yeah, see, I will take the warning, and I won't look at it. But a lot of people will.
No, I just, for educational purposes, I had to do some research just to make sure that this is something that people do not want to go see.
Right. Don't go there.
The next one, you should not Google this, and I have a little familiarity with this one because my wife was pregnant within the last year or so. Mucus plug. That occurs in a pregnancy. Do not Google that because... some awful things will come up. Pictures.
What a great service this is.
Yes, this is a good service. Peanut dog. It's essentially just an ugly dog. So that one is not.
Don't go.
Yeah, it's still unpleasant to look at. Bed bugs on a mattress. Do not Google that, because if you have any experience with that, and then you see, because we fortunately have never had that issue, but I've heard people that have had that issue, and it's a horrible thing that when you get bed bugs in your house, and then you just, subconsciously think things are crawling. So do not go see that. Crabs, the STD, that is something that you will not want to Google just because...
they show a magnified picture of...
Yes, yeah.
They have little pinchers?
I don't want to see that.
Two kids, one sandbox. I was not familiar with this one before I saw that on the list, but...
right now there's some sicko writing every bit of this down and going to look at all
of it. Don't do it. We're warning you.
Two kids, one sandbox?
Yes. Don't just forget it. Forget I even said that.
How many more of these are?
A couple more. Meat spin.
What is it? Meat spin?
Meat spin. I can't go any further with that, but yes.
Who thinks of this stuff?
Four girls finger paint. I don't know. I will say I have no experience with that, but I just, guessing from the title, you will not want to look at that one.
Okay.
Tub girl.
No. This one, you guys tricked me into looking at. Folks,
tub girl.
If you ever in your life don't look up anything, make it this one. Tub girl. I'm telling you, it's the most disgusting. It's beyond disgusting.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I remember that one.
Two more eel girls.
Eel.
You can only let your mind imagine what that one. And the last one is Pain Olympics. Have you seen that one? You think?
Is it people with hooks and stuff?
Uh, I That one, it's been a while since I think I've said, but yeah.
It's Christmas. Why would you want to look at any of this?
So just fair warning. Oh. It's like our Dirty Lyrics Christmas songs warning.
Yeah, it's no different.
Stay away from all those things that we just mentioned.
Our job is to see what's out there that's dangerous and harmful to your mind and to keep you away from it, to shield you from it. We're like superheroes.
I just checked. Do not go to Two Kids in a Sandbox.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, don't do
that. Anything
my
else?
Goodness.
No, that
Dan,
was all
did,
I
did
had.
Did you have anything?
No.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh,
let's close the Burke segment. All right, I'm going to do a little bit of business. We're going to take a couple of calls, and then, maybe not. Colin Jeffrey will be in here before you. He won't be in here. He'll be on the phone this time because he's on vacation. But even on vacation, still doing his segment. How about that? American Equity Mortgage, look, when the holiday's over and you take a good look, and January, February, your bills come, your credit card bills, you realize, whoops, a little too convenient to use those credit cards, and now you are in a hole it looks like you'll never get out of. But then, wait a minute. Look, they only want $36.43 a month minimum payment to pay off our $7,000 credit card bill. Whew, thank goodness. No, that's not a good thing. That's a bad thing because that's a lot of interest, and you will be paying that off for 20, 25, maybe 30 years. That's not an exaggeration. The money people, the experts will tell you, that's how long, if you keep paying the minimum payments, that's how long it'll take you. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner, because American Equity Mortgage will show you. It's called debt consolidation. You take all that credit card debt, you roll it up into a ball, and you hand it to American Equity and say, pay this off. They pay it off. Now you've borrowed the money from them to pay it off, but you borrowed it at much lower interest rates. Becomes part of your house payments, probably a little tax deduction involved. And everybody wins, and you're out of debt a lot sooner. By the way, your credit cards are back to zero, and you'll probably never make that mistake again. I hate to do this, but whatever just happened, the noise I heard is gone. Is it because Dan
turned
his mic
on?
Turn your mic on, Dan. Is his mic on?
Here, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, that's the noise. Yeah, it's very noisy. I don't hear that with our mics. We got to fix that. He's got a very noisy mic. Sorry, everybody.
Sure, sometime in the next year it'll.
But we have to address these things as they come along. And back to American Equity Mortgage. The only thing I haven't told you is their number and their website, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Advertising with us for 23 years plus, 52 weeks a year. How about that? We can't thank them enough. American Equity Mortgage. Can we take a call? Can we take a call?
Sure.
One call?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Suzanne. Suzanne, how are you?
Hi. Well, I'm kind of under the weather, but I made myself stay awake so I could call and talk to you seriously.
Yeah, good for you.
This is Suzanne from rural New London, Missouri, and
I'm from rural New London, Missouri. There can't. What was that? There can't be many people that live in rural New London.
Where is that?
Well, it's just I always distinguish it between the small town of New London and in the. You know, out in the middle of nowhere. So we're out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, what's it by?
It's the closest big city.
How far are you from St. Louis?
Oh, 2 hours, but we're about 20 minutes from Hannibal, Missouri.
Okay.
Hannibal. Okay.
Yeah, we all know Hannibal.
What can we do for you, sick Suzanne?
Well, I tell you, last night my husband was driving me home from the doctor's office, and he had your program on, as he always does when he comes home from work. And anyway, I was feeling kind of bad. And once you started talking about your wife fixing you the raw cookie dough and leave it in the fridge, and I said, oh, my God. We don't have cell phones. We don't need them or anything. I would have called you then. But I said, doesn't he understand? I'm an old home economist. I graduated with a home economics degree. They don't call that anymore.
Can I stop you and say something? You sound just like the lunch lady, except you're not irritating like she is. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't. But what my illness is Bell's palsy.
Okay, I know what that is.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
So I'm not talking or looking too good.
No, you sound fine.
We're good. And so, anyway, I said, I must get this to him that the I can't think right now what the deal is, Frank, but you've got to listen to me.
Okay.
She's trying to, I think, get rid of you.
My wife?
Because this,
yeah.
Yes, your wife.
Of course she is.
That cookie dough.
Of course she is.
Oh, okay.
Salmonella.
Oh, the raw egg.
Yes.
The evidence
is crystal. It says it on the packages of all the...
Do not eat raw.
Evidence is crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I hated to call.
No, this is not a news...
Your kids are coming in. The grandbaby's
No. This is not a news flash for me.
Really?
My wife, on the surface... pretends to my kids and other people to care about me. Oh, you got to watch what you eat. You need to exercise. But then in private turns around and leaves a big pile of raw cookie dough and says, oh, there's plenty of it in the refrigerator if you want to eat it.
Yeah.
That's a duplicitous. That's two different people. The mean wife and the publicly nice wife. Yes, of course she's trying
to. And she encouraged you to eat it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I know how you love that cookie dough.
Yeah.
There's plenty of it. Plenty of it raw.
Made it with extra.
Yeah.
Extra salmonella.
Mm. Mm-mm.
And at this time of year, that's just sad.
It's sad because with me, it's all year. It's not just this time of year. She wants to be rid of me.
Uh-huh. She wants to be rid of you because she knows what's ahead.
What is ahead?
Well, you're probably going to have several operations.
Oh, man.
Joint replacement.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you get that ascariasis with those worms living inside.
That's what I thought of. I thought, my God, this could be exactly what will happen to that man.
No, I think what's ahead and what she knows is ahead is another guy who is even older and more crippled and in worse shape, and she'll be with him till he dies. That's the plan. She has a friend. My wife has a friend. I'm not making this up. This woman is 52. She's beautiful. She only is interested in dating guys 75 or 80. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Because she makes it very clear they need to be wealthy and old and probably, hopefully, sick.
They're not around for that long.
Not around that long, and I will...
Beneficiary.
I'll be there for them. I will, and then they die, and I take their money, move on to another old guy.
Anna Nicole Smith.
You were very perceptive, Suzanne, to pick up on that.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, sometimes now the women feces, they do disappoint me.
Women's feces disappoint you?
No,
it disappoints you.
I have a little trouble with my S's and F's.
Well,
you are. Species, I think she
said. Oh, okay. I thought she said women's feces.
I did tell you.
Well,
the women, the female species.
I was told they didn't do that.
Well, a lot of people, Suzanne, heard that and thought, well, how nice. She's letting him eat cookie dough because it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. They didn't hear it the way you heard it.
That's another website
to go to. I was just about ready to jump out of the car.
To save me.
Man.
Right, because there just aren't the old home economists anymore like me.
No, now, Suzanne, you said something a while ago. You said you don't have a cell phone. Is that true?
That's the truth. We never had a cell phone.
We found her!
Wow!
We found
have a landline only.
Wow!
Do they even have towers up in New London? Where?
Some
people have them in town. But just you guys choose.
Does your husband have a cell phone?
He has one at his workplace that he uses when he works.
Okay, can I clue you in here and help you see the light? He has a cell phone because he has a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to call her from the home phone. Suzanne, wake up and smell the roses.
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend. That's the reason the cell phone is, strangely, at work. Merry Christmas.
So he could bring it home if he wanted.
Then he knows you're smart enough, you might take a look at it and go, wow.
Well, yes, because he's always leaving things in his pants, like the, like a knife.
He won't be leaving the cell phone because that's where the girlfriend's number is.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start feeding your husband cookie dough.
Yeah, give him some cookie dough.
Yeah. Cookie dough out tonight.
Yeah. I would share some of mine, but I ate it all. All right, Suzanne. Well, Merry Christmas to both of us. Your wife's a cheater. Your husband's a cheater. My wife trying to kill me. Merry Christmas. I'm sorry to hear about the Bell's palsy thing. That's an aggravating, horrible thing.
It is. It really is, but... I'm woman, hear me roar.
Okay, Suzanne.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Merry Christmas.
Do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
Bell's palsy?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a friend that had it.
It's like you've had a stroke.
Yeah.
Facial paralysis.
And sometimes you completely recover.
I had a friend that completely recovered, but he had it for a while, and his face was drooping.
His mouth was drooping. And now I can understand her clearly. She sounded fine. But we have a friend. We've known this guy for a long, long time. He's not a close friend, but we've known him. And unfortunately, at 30-ish, He got it, and he never was able. His mouth is still dry, just like a stroke victim. The only person has stroke. That Bell's palsy is a mysterious, weird. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the world is full of just weird stuff like that that we'll never understand. We'll never understand why that has to exist. Why does that stuff have to happen? And it just strikes people. It has no regard for it. It just strikes, and you wonder, why, you know, why me? Why did I get this? And I'm sure Suzanne wonders that, too. Let me do a quick bit of business. We'll be calling Jeffrey in here with some entertainment news. And I'm sure he'll have more to talk about than just how well Star Wars did at the movie theaters. As we get to the end of the year, those of you who go anywhere, or maybe you don't go anywhere, but over the holidays you bite into a cookie, and you have a toothache, you go, and you know the feeling, that sensitive area. You haven't been going to the dentist. And maybe you won't bite into a cookie. Maybe you don't get into that. Maybe you're eating healthy and you're not eating anything sweet because you can't because your teeth are sensitive. This would be a very good time to reevaluate what you've been doing. And what you've been doing is avoiding going to the dentist. And I actually understand that. Especially if the dentist you went to last time wasn't exactly pleasant to be in the company of, the experience wasn't exactly one that you look forward to doing or having again. I get that. But what if you could go to the dentist and after you left that appointment, not only would you not dread the next appointment, you'd look forward to it. And if you say to yourself right now, that's ridiculous, this guy's a salesman. That's ridiculous. He's saying whatever he has to say because he speaks for this dental clinic, Ballast Dental Care. Well, let me tell you something. I've been going to Ballast Dental Care for 42 years. They didn't come on the air here till 15 years ago. So there was a long time that I went, not because they advertised, because they didn't. I went because it was the first place I'd ever found that was the opposite of most every other dentist's office I'd ever been in. And it starts at the reception desk. No frosted glass where they act like, oh, this is first class. You can't look in here and know what's going on behind the frosted glass. They don't have that. It's open and friendly. And then the part that matters when they walk you back and put you in the chair and put that little bib on you and start to work. Within a couple of minutes, you're going to just feel this is different. This is not what I was so afraid of. It's not. And this will become your regular dental clinic. Sooner better than later, folks. The work only gets more expensive and more extensive, and eventually you lose your teeth. Stop messing with this. You don't have the money. You don't have dental insurance. They've seen other people who didn't. Maybe they can help you work something out financially. But at least look into it. Ballast Dental Care, where I have gone for 42 years and I don't plan on ever going anywhere else. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me. Here's Tim Weiland with a check on traffic, Tim.
It is bumper-to-bumper traffic on westbound Highway 40 from Grand out through Big Bend. They have cleared the accident that was blocking that right lane. Southbound 170 solid now from Olive down through Highway 40. Looks like we have a new crash now on southbound 270, a little bit south of Olive, that's causing a backup now north of Page. On eastbound Highway 40, you're pretty well jammed up from Clarkson up through Highway 270. Westbound 40 from Clarkson out past Boone's Crossing. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. The holidays are here, and so is the perfect Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The Mizzou Tigers, the Fighting Illini.
Bang!
It's the 35th annual Bud Light Bragging Rights Game. The University of Missouri clashes with the University of Illinois at the Scott Trade Center tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 5:30 and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS, we are our Mizzou.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Learning how to play the piano is on many people's bucket list. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. But most people never try because they think it's too hard, it takes too long, and it's too boring. And they're right, at least about most piano lessons, but not with Lacefield Music's 88 Play Piano course. In just 8 short lessons, you will learn how to read music, play with both your right and left hands, and be able to play your favorite songs in 8 weeks. In fact, you'll play a song your very first week. It's hard to believe, I know, but thousands of people just like you all over St. Louis are playing the piano today. This class usually costs $99.99, but right now is being offered for the low price of only $29.99. That's only $29.99 for all 8 weeks. What a great holiday gift for yourself or someone you know. I mean, really, what have you got to lose? Classes fill fast, so go online at lacefieldmusic.com or call 314-974-6801. 314-974-6801.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually syncs your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the bedroom store.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Scholler from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, with the top 10 reasons why world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air is the world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Number 10,
coldest beer in town.
Number 9,
the Fat Eddie Burger.
Number 8,
the best live music 7 days a week.
Number 7,
that huge year-round outdoor patio.
Number 6,
coldest beer in town.
Number 5,
the huge peel and eat shrimp.
Number 4,
35-year-long party has to make you world famous.
Number 3,
the big and tasty Big Elwood on a stick.
Number 2,
7,000 real happy 21st birthday parties last year.
And now, the number one reason why Fast Eddie's Bon Air is the world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, millions of people can't be wrong. So if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Alton, Illinois, Fast Eddie's Bon Air or FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
If you're money card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Tim and his family from South City could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down or the dance. That's a dream of romance for the
Jeffrey. Well, Jeffrey's not with us in the studio, but he is with us on the phone. Here's a man who's on vacation and still cares enough about you folks to share what's on, what's available, what's out there in the world of entertainment, what's good, what's bad, and everything in between. He is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Oh, Colin, I'm fantastic. I got a great education the first hour on all the superheroes from James Install. And I know more than I knew before, so I can... My grandson won't think I'm so, I don't know, nerdy.
And yeah, there's not a better guy to learn it from.
No, he lives it. He's in it. It's his life, or half his life, anyway. What do you have for us today?
Well, not a lot of DVDs out today. We just have Pan, the live-action Peter Pan origin story that was very bad. That's out today. And War Room, that is not very good either, but did all right. It's about a couple who realizes that their marriage is deteriorating, so they turn to prayer. It's just not a very good movie, though.
That sounds great.
Oh, they say a lot of churches, congregations went to watch this movie and everything like that.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think any,
Still in the dollar theaters. We have a few, we're going to go through the next couple weeks, actually, because there's not a lot of new TV around the holidays, but this Friday on Netflix, they own a series called Black Mirror that used to be on BBC. Imagine the Twilight Zone, but far more twisted. Well, this year, on Christmas Day, you can watch the Black Mirror White Christmas special that stars John Hamm is in it, and it tells a couple stories of how technology maybe invades privacy. It's just a really creepy show, but I enjoy it quite a bit. There's also a new animated show on Fox that starts next weekend. It's called Border Town. It's by one of the former writers of Family Guy, and it's an animated story about two families, the Buchwalds and the Gonzaleses, who live in a border town, and it crosses the line talking about immigration and all of this, but looks to be funny, sort of like Family Guy, you know, kind of lampooning that. And then on New Year's Eve, Frank, I'm just curious, what do you watch something on New Year's Eve? Do you go out? What do you do?
Nothing. I watch some TV until I realize I can't stand any of it because it's just chaos. I don't want to see the Ryan Seacrest thing. This year is the first time we do anything. We're going to meet two other couples. We're going to have a little bite, little hors d'oeuvres, about 5 or 6 o'clock, go home and go to bed. I'm sure we'll be in bed by 10 o'clock. I do not do New Year's Eve.
We don't go out, but I always watch the different specials. And I do not like Ryan Seacrest, but that is the only watchable special on television that night. Fox is bouncing around and is in Vegas, and it was hosted by, like, Pitbull last year.
See, I can't stand that. So let's go out to Vegas where Pitbull's standing by. What's going on there, Pitbull? Hi! And everybody's yelling. And hello. I'll tell you what, there's a huge crowd out here. Let's go back to you, Ryan. I hate that.
Oh, yeah, and the Anderson Cooper, Kathy Griffin thing, that's just weird. I don't like watching that.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah, CNN does it every year, and a few years back they had Kathy Griffin with him, and she made several off-color jokes.
What?
And people were tweeting about them.
I think I'm the only person, and I'm going to prove this one day, who thinks Kathy Griffin is actually the Carrot Top. They're the same person.
Oh, yeah.
She is Carrot Top.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then January 10th, that's a Saturday on NBC, awards season officially begins. The Golden Globes, hosted this year by Ricky Gervais.
Thank goodness.
Hmm. Our band is playing on New Year's Eve.
Ricky Gervais. Hey, go to the dentist. He's another one of those British guys who needs to go. I'm sorry, to the dentist. Go to the dentist.
Have you ever seen the movie Ghost Town?
No.
Yes.
Kristen Wiig's in that too, correct?
Yes.
She's the doctor. You would like Ghost Town, Frank. And it's Ricky Gervais, Tia Leone. I think you would like it.
Frank would also like The Invention of Lying with Ricky Gervais. He lives in a world. It's a sort of a, they say, imagine a world where lying never happened. And one day, he invents lying. And it's how quickly it spirals out of control.
Now, that sounds funny.
He ends up, like not ends up, but about halfway through the movie, he ends up creating religion. And that's sort of, it's him manufacturing religion for the second half of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's right up your alley, I think, Frank. Okay. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee got a big guest for their upcoming season. Season 7 premieres December 30th. And they got President Obama to ride around with Jerry Seinfeld.
Really?
Getting Coffee. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Seinfeld said he was great, and they were initially supposed to show this in January, February, but they watched the episode and they said, this is great, so let's start on December 30th. Other comedians he has this year include Will Ferrell, Steve Martin, Kathleen Madigan, Gary Shandling, and the final one you would have never heard of. So that starts December 30th, and then a new episode every Wednesday. You can see it at Crackle or comediansincarsgettingcoffee.com.
Okay.
Mel Brooks, Spaceballs from 1987, lampooned Star Wars. Well, now that a new Star Wars is out, Mel Brooks says they have plans to do a sequel. And it is going to be called Spaceballs, The Search for More Money. The only issue is that of the original cast, several of them have died. John Candy, Dick Van Patten, Joan Rivers, and Dom DeLuise are all dead.
That's right.
Rick Moranis has stopped acting, but Mel Brooks says he's convinced they can overcome this. And speaking of Star Wars, just earned $40 million in the U.S. on Monday. That's a record for a Monday. It's now worldwide up over $610 million. So all the actors, especially the younger ones, John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, they get huge bonuses when it hits $1 billion. So it looks like they'll be millionaires by Friday.
Good for them.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it?
Yep.
And then the last item that I had is the most overpaid actors in Hollywood through 2015. Now, Forbes sat down and looked at the most recent films for all of these actors, and it ended partway through the summer. They had to get all the figures compiled and everything. Johnny Depp is the most overpaid actor. For every $1 that he is paid, he only returns $1.20 at the box office.
Wow.
To give you an idea of how poor that is, Denzel Washington is the second most overpaid actor. For every $1 he's paid, a movie makes $6.50. So Johnny Depp is the most overpaid actor. He unseated Adam Sandler just because Adam Sandler signed that deal with Netflix. But, yeah, it's still pretty amazing. This guy's making between $10 and $15 million a movie.
Depp is one of those guys who takes himself too seriously as an actor, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. And when he started wearing seven scarves and, yeah, it just got too much for me.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, I lied. One more thing. Kenny Rogers did an interview with the UK Guardian. I don't know if you saw this, but when asked about politics, he said, Donald Trump, I really like him. I think his problem is that he says what everyone wants to hear, but he doesn't say it well. I love what he says. My older sons think I'm ridiculous, but they live in, they're liberals who live in California. There's no hope for them.
Wow.
So that's Kenny Rogers. I guess he's tossing his support behind Donald Trump. But I'm telling Jeffrey, that's entertainment.
All right, thank you, Colin. Have a great vacation.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
He'll be back and resume his vacation now. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window. And the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Here's the number one body shop in the St. Louis area. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. See, I don't actually know what number one means. Is it number one in volume, number of vehicles repaired, number one in gross revenue? I don't know. But I'm going to guess they're number one, and I'm probably going to be right. 10 locations. The latest, the 10th location in Columbia, Missouri. There's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Now, look. My father-in-law didn't have an accident until he was in his 60s. Not even a fender bender. He is the exception. Most people are in the body shop every 7 years. Some people, that means every 3 years. That's the average, is every 7 years. Make that body shop Schaefer. Look, you have 9, 10 places you can do that. Let's just say 9 this side of Columbia. Tell the insurance company, I want this vehicle to go to Schaefer because I want to get it back and look at it and have it be like it never happened. And that's why that's their slogan, like it never happened. You want it done right, the insurance company wants it done right, and that's the only way they know how to do it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find out more, including their locations, at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, the crash on westbound 70 by Wentzville Parkway has been moved off to the shoulder, but traffic is jammed between Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway A, and we're looking at southbound 270 slow between Dorset and Ladue, and then some pockets of slow traffic from that point all the way down to 50. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Wrap up your list today. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Now you can buy online and pick up at the store at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Paramount Jewelers has been a landmark in historic downtown Maplewood since 1946. Their excellent reputation of quality service and exquisite selection make Paramount Jewelers a